car on the highway or a street, and you're going in the city or whatever, that's, to me, that's nothing. Absolutely nothing. When you take off, make sure you don't have any family problem or stress or any kind of stuff like that. Your head need to be totally 100% clean. No problem with your life, no problem, no stress. Some kind of, if you have some kind of a bad situation with you, some relationship with somebody or whatever, don't go fly. Never. Don't go fly. Stay home and don't go fly at all. Back to you.
You know, Pierre, I really value our connection. You really help me in lots of ways you don't even know. You know, that's good advice anyway. If you've got trouble with, you're angry or upset or trouble with your wife or neighbors or something, it's good to get that fixed before you do anything. Never mind going flying, it's good to get it fixed before you go out the door, before you drive, before you... That's really good advice anyway. Thank you, Pierre. I wish I could say how much I appreciate talking to you. You always help me understand something I didn't know before. So, thank you, Pierre. And now we're talking about flying, but there's lots of lessons about life that are today. To be a good pilot, yeah, you got to be... I don't know what you say, stress-free, trouble-free, so you can make good decisions in the air. That's true. But isn't that true for all of life anyway? Oh, Pierre, you're a good man. I'm sure glad I know you. Back to you, Pierre. BE3IFC.
Well, a couple of times I told to my wife, I said, you know what? Today I'm going to refresh myself. I don't need the co-pilot, nothing. Just going to the airport, pick up my airplane, and I'm going to the training area. And she says, really? Yeah, no problem. And she said, your flying instructor will be there. I said, no, he will be not with me. I'm qualified, so I'm just doing some refresh, you know. Do my stall and do some emergency landing and touch and go to the airport back and forth a couple times and go back to the training area and going for a slow speed and low altitude, high altitude. I can go more than 12,000 feet because up to 12,000 feet you need some oxygen. So. If you stay about, I would like to say 5,000 feet, that's perfect flight level. But more of that, the cloud sometimes is right above you, so not a good idea to be there. You need to be about between 500 and 1,000 feet below. Back to you.
That makes perfect sense. You know, you keep your skills, right? You it's like you're qualified, but you go back and you practice just to keep sharp, eh? Just to keep your skills sharp. You know, Pierre, you'd be a good instructor. What do you think of that idea? With your high standard and what you know, you'd make a good teacher. You'd make a good instructor. What do you think of that?
But that's lots of stuff to said to the new student, the new pilot and stuff, what they're supposed to do and all that kind of stuff. And you need to read your map. You know, the pilot, they have a map. I think you know about it. Just like a city map or whatever, but in the sky we have a special map. And all the kind of stuff from NAV Canada, from Ottawa or whatever. But the main office is in Winnipeg right now. So anyway, so you need to be updated. Every map and your traffic and everything, where is the airport, and you need to know about the compass, you need to know about how far you are, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And and you need to look around before you're doing something, and lots of stuff, you know. So I'm surprised I don't have too much gray hair. Aye, back to you.
Yeah, I'd like to leave a pause. If anyone wants to come, join us. Yeah. You know, we talk about radio. The first requirement is a sense of humor. And maybe that's true of being a pilot, too. If you have a sense of humor, then you're more relaxed. You're more not so stressed, maybe. Not so anxious. So what do you think of that? You know, to be a good radio operator, yeah, you have to know about antennas and capacitors and coils and all that stuff, and you have to have a license, but you have to have a good attitude, a good mental attitude, you know, a good sense of humor. It's supposed to be fun. You should like what you're doing. So is that true of a pilot too? Like, maybe the sense of humor is a good thing too. So like you said, no gray hair, so that's good. Maybe a sense of humor is a good thing for, if you're flying, it's a serious thing to do. And if you can laugh a little bit, then you're more relaxed, so you don't make mistakes. Is that true? Do you think a sense of humor helps as a pilot? Go ahead, Pierre.
But, no, you need to be very update all the time when you go fly. And again, it's a totally different world when you go in the sky. I tell you that much. I know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So when you're landing, you're very happy. Trust me. But I like that kind of stuff. You know, I have quite a bit of diploma on my pocket, to be honest. Quite a bit, you know. Electronic technician, and I work for some company, electronic company, after my retirement with CN, and doing, build some PC electronic board and a capacitor, all that kind of stuff, and on the CP2, 3, and 4, and 5. I was inspector for the final test for the PC board before they ship everything to the customer. I got my pilot license, my engineer. So, I think that's about it. I don't need any more diploma on my pocket. Back to you.
Well, you're a pretty smart fellow, Pierre, but I'll tell you, you forgot one thing. When I was talking on the phone with Patrick the other day, I think it's understood that you're going to be a godfather to his new baby. So there's another qualification. You're going to be a godfather. I know Patty would like to have you as a godfather, so There's another certificate for your wallet. What do you think of that, Pierre?
But I will be too old on that time. Anyway. Well, I'm going fishing with Rindy Saturday morning. So I will be on my, I will be mobile around 5 o'clock in the morning, Saturday morning. I just let you know. So make sure you put your alarm clock on. Yeah, we go in the same lake, and that will be my last trip this summer with him. Because after that, I need to, I have another cataract ice, you know, that's the last one. On September 21st and September 23rd, I'm going on my MRI spine and my sciatic nerve on my back MRI test to the University Hospital. And after that, the surgeon decides what he's supposed to do for a surgery and everything, if I need it or if I don't need it. But there's something wrong, I tell you right now. So my fault, after my fishing trip with Randy, that's about it. I will be totally screwed up on the fall time and winter time, all the kind of stuff. So I will be very, very quiet on VHF and HF radio, that's for sure. Back to you.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you go, but before you go, I'm going to catch you on Saturday morning and wish you luck fishing. And that's good. Yeah, Randy's a good fellow and a good fishing partner, so yeah, fine business, Pierre. Fine business. I wish you luck on Saturday morning, and I'll try to catch up with you when you're mobile. And well, if you're after your surgery, you can still talk on the radio. Maybe we'll hear more of you. You'll be at home and you can talk on the radio more. So, and if not, I'll phone you because I'm not going to forget that you're out there. I'm going to keep talking to you, so you can answer or not. I'm going to call you. Thank you, Pierre. Thank you for this good cue. So it's always, always good to talk to you. Hope you have a really good afternoon. VE3 India Foxtrot Charlie. I'll be clear after your final, Pierre.
No problem. I have a joke for you again. Hi. You know, two guys went to fishing together at some lake and whatever. And they have a cabin beside the lake and everything. And one guy says, well, I'm going fishing right now. So he said, well, do you want to go with me? He said, no, I'm not going with you. Okay, well, I stay here and whatever. And you go fishing by yourself. Okay, perfect. So the guys was there for pretty much all day long. And came back with the boat. And that boat was totally full of fish everywhere. Oh, my God. So the guys came back to the hedge or whatever, and his friend was there waiting for him. He says, oh my God, you have a good fishing time. It's about 100 fish in there. Wow, he says, where did he go? Well, I went to the lake, but I says, but where exactly? What I show you, he said, look, right on the bottom of the floor on the, my board or whatever. He said, look, I make some X on my boat, so I know exactly where it is with the check marker. Back to you.
Well, that's a good joke. I don't know if that fisherman is really, really smart or really, really stupid. I don't know which it is. He's really stupid, but he's really smart if he got a whole boatload of fish. So I don't know. Oh, my God. Is he smart or is he... Anyway, that's a good story, Pierre. Thank you. E3IFC.
But remember one thing, better to be happy than cranky, that's for sure. All right, I let you go, Paul. Thank you for QSO, and we'll see you later. I have a couple of things to do, doing my back ribs and everything. Maybe I put some corn.